This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. I don't know where my legs are.
So the most stressful time of year has arrived. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival, where you're literally shitting your guts out in panic as you try desperately to figure out what comedy show to see. Well, become your beating heart, because I have the answer. Big Deal, a nightmare game show hosted by me and starring a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of Acid Reflux. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
Welcome to episode 12, baby, of Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a TNT is for nerds adventure. Boing! Previously.
You're no longer useful to us.
It lost.
She's not, though, is she?
She's not really.
No, I'm asleep.
We're going to go get the map and take her.
And my morals are now nebulous because of friendship.
You can see Linus approaching you with the horse that you guys came here with. The horse is saddled up and there's maybe even some barding on it. So the horse
Hello.
Is a little bit armored. I don't like this. I don't like this.
I start crying.
Linus tries to calm the horse.
He's like a sad onion, and the more I peel away, the sadder it gets. So I'm just going to put all the layers back on.
I don't care. I am sworn to protect animals that cannot protect themselves. If the dryad doesn't want to help me in that, then the dryad's wrong.
I guess we just...
As you're having the conversation... Bang! It launches out of the brush at you guys.
Holy shit.
Oh, heck.
The shambling mound moves 40 feet away from you guys, and Lunabon moves with it. It's got its food. It's leaving.
What did we say your intelligence was?
12.
No, it's 3.
You speak very falteringly if you're trying to get out anything more than a single word. You can barely stand. You are literally being supported by one of your friends.
Vigorant.
Goody, you've had maybe too much to drink this time.
Quested?
Little
he's,
man.
He's fucked. He's absolutely fucked.
I wave my hand in front of his eyes.
He's barely conscious.
My friend, I do not recall.
The Shambling Mound is smarter than you.
Fuck it up. How bad did I roll?
You rolled fine. I rolled really high for how much damage it did to you.
I can still fight though, right?
So the way it works is... If you fail, you roll a constitution saving throw. That's whether or not you're able to keep it down. If you fail the constitution saving throw, you throw it back up. I roll a d6, and that's how much your intelligence goes down by. If you pass the constitution saving throw, you keep it down, and I roll 2d6, and that's how much your intelligence goes down by.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Mum, I reckon we throw that away.
I'll handle that because he does need his alcohol to be somewhat functional.
Also, we could like use it to like light shit on fire because it's like it's quite gasoline-y, I've heard.
Ooh, that's very
Grugog's.
I just
best.
Take it from you.
It's gasoline made by fine orcish craftsmen.
Okay.
Can I still fight? I guess so. My intelligence is the only thing that's been affected.
Sorry, I must have misheard that because I heard you say, "Can I still fire?"
Come out, Stephen.
And give it to people from the gods.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you still fight, is what you said, right? If you're standing next to an ally, they can hold you up and you can fight.
Oh, Jesus.
I start pushing Goody up the ziggurat.
Yeah, otherwise, you are crawling. I guess you could fight from a crawling position, but you're fighting at disadvantage.
I have a drunken technique, man.
Not this drunk. There's a limit. There's a limit.
Can I still use my key points?
Yeah, you could still use everything.
I just crawl you know really what? Fucking fast.
All right. Let's do your drunken master technique.
Yes.
You can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
Your drunken technique, though, you get... Nah, that's bullshit. You get an extra 5 key points. Whatever. I'm playing loose with the rules. While you were drunk, you get an extra 5 key points. Sober up, you lose them.
Bang.
But, like I said... You cannot stand.
No, I know.
I'm pushing you up the mountain. I've taken you Grugrog.
I'm helping.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that getting him up the ziggurat... Sorry, not mountain.
Oh, I might have said mountain. I was just making fun before.
Oh, that's fun. hopefully... So how much does pushing him up the rest of the ziggurat help in sobering him up?
Not at all. No, this is maybe him for the day.
No.
He had a lot. He had a big gulp.
Oh, God,
you told
Dad.
Me to drink.
So
I love how non-functional we are as an adventure.
Yeah, like,
how the fuck have we done any quests?
It's
ever?
Amazing. So, Hanno, we're at the bottom of the ziggurat, which is this
No, you haven't reached the ziggurat yet.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And how many snake boys and gals?
You can see about 7 on the ziggurat.
That's quite a few.
7's a... bit, but manageable.
I was kind of expecting it to be like swarming with them, like the aliens.
No, you actually don't see that many.
Alien versus Predator.
You don't actually see that many.
Okay.
And as I was saying, as you get towards the ziggurat, the trees thin, but they never stop. There's no village here. It's just the ziggurat.
Right.
There's no community of Yawnti. Although, as you do approach, it's impossible to not notice, really. Mm-hmm. You can see trees parting, being knocked aside. And from deep in the jungle, some loud voice booms. It is time to eat them. The voice echoes a little bit. A seahorse freezes. He who will encircle the world. You remember the giant snake they said the Yawnti had.
I will encircle the world. I'll fight him. Where is he?
Shh, quiet, Dad. It's going to be okay.
And I stroke his hair.
What are you going to do in that for?
It's okay. Shh, shh, shh. Sleepy time.
Luna Bone, Malto, I may have made a minor error in the consumption of alcohol on this one.
Yes.
A snake, roughly 100 feet long, slithers out of the jungle. It slowly raises itself. Its head is as wide as is about the size of a family car, to be honest. Its head.
I'm bigger.
Its scaly skin. You can see hides beneath it, thick rope-like muscles that stretch around its body all the way from its head down into the jungle. You can't see its tail. Its tongue flips out once, tasting the air, slipping back in very quickly, and then it slowly turns its head to regard you all with one giant eye. Its mouth begins to move, and it speaks again. Has foods come to me this time? We're going to go to initiative.
I don't think food has.
Why are you so drunk? We are going to die so quick.
No, get him to eat you and he'll get drunk. Oh my God, we should fill it with Grugrog.
Yeah, and then light it on fire.
Fill it with Grugrog, make it drunk. That's funny.
You know, I thought it would just like pick me up a bit. I didn't know I'd get fucked.
Well, okay. You know what? This is saying something about addiction.
Yeah, it is.
But what?
How it's unpredictionable.
Oh.
Ooh.
Adam.
No.
Do I have 5 key points total now, or do I have...
5 extra.
I have 8 total.
Yeah.
Fuck yes!
What's a key point again?
Means I can do extra attacks.
It's what fuels his magic, sort of.
Okay, cool.
Well, his monk magic.
I have an attack basically means I can attack thrice in one hit and get back out of the way.
Nice.
If that works.
Which it will not. Spoiler alert.
No.
Goody, you're first?
I'm first. It's a big snake.
Yes, it is.
What is the plan for the snake? Are we going to get it drunk?
Let's get it drunk.
I think we shall. Can you... No, I don't trust you with it. Do you want to hold your attack?
Yes. I will hold.
Until Lunabon?
Yeah.
The snake attacks. It slowly, not slowly, it quickly, it's big, it's fast. It strikes at molto bene.
Oh, very bad.
Oh, it rolled very poorly, actually.
Very good.
It might not get you. Yeah.
I'm like, come at me, bitch. I don't know. What does a teenager say?
Bitch, but like that. Yeah. Come at me, bitch. Saying it such that their parents can't hear the word bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Come like at losing me, confidence bitch. As he's trying to be mean.
The snake lunges at you, and you duck and roll backwards. It kicks up a lot of dirt, sending rocks and stones and a tree bowling over away from it. But when it comes back up, it's completely missed molto bene. Which is good, because it looked like it just would have straight up crushed you.
Right.
Lunabon and Goody, it's your turn.
I want to try and smash the bottle of alcohol into its mouth.
You can try that.
Do you trust me?
You want to probably throw it, because it's like rearing up.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll... Oh, that's so risky.
Mm-hmm.
We could try and wait for it to make a lunge, but then again, that would be on its turn.
Yeah.
We could just hope that it eats whoever's holding it.
There's an idea. Eating people.
Oh, Adam!
No, I already had
one. I mean, there's only so much you can do with a snake, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Let it eat you. Fight it from the inside, a la Men in Black.
Can I sort of make a charge for it and say, help me? Make a charge for it and try and jump into its mouth?
You can certainly try. How successful you are is another matter.
Okay, I'll have a go at that and just be holding the bottle ready to decork.
Would it help if I distracted the snake?
Probably not. You kind of want it focusing on Lunabon at this point.
Can I throw her? Would that help her?
No, I think she's too big to throw. You're a orc. She's bigger than you.
Oh.
Wait, so are we allowed to communicate and talk about strategy?
Yeah, it's fine. The snake's listening, but yeah.
Oh, mage hand.
I have Mage Hand. Oh, do you also have Mage Hand?
No, but I know about Mage Hand. Can we Mage Hand it into the thing?
You could try, yeah. It'd be easier than throwing it, certainly.
Let's try and Mage
Hand. Okay, cool. Let's do that. How do we make the Mage Hand look appealing to a snake? Can I make it look like a dying mouse?
What can I do anything?
Look, it's just very funny. Hello.
What about if as you Mage Hand it, I try to stab it so it opens its mouth in pain?
You might be overthinking this. You might just want to, like, chuck it in.
Would that
or,
work?
Like, with the mage hand, drop it in.
All right, let's do that.
Drop it in with the mage hand.
Okay, yeah, well...
That'll be on...
my turn.
Yeah, that'll be on his turn. So if you want...
Pass the bottle over.
Pass the bottle to him, and then you have your action.
What
whatever you want to do.
Bottle. I caught it.
You're standing next to each other, okay, so cool. It's more of a passing thing. I would have rolled otherwise, unless you guys want to roll.
No, I'll try and use Entangle.
Because I'm happy to let you drop it.
Oh, okay, well.
Can I try and use Entangle on the snake?
Yeah, you can.
I would like to do that then.
Oh, it's my turn too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's your
turn. Yes, you will also get an action.
Cool, no, after you.
I'm trying to take the bottle back. The snake begins to get wrapped up in the vines. How big a patch of ground is it?
20 feet.
So a 20-foot... patch, 20 square foot patch of jungle sprouts to life and the vines wrap and constrict around the snake. Silly creatures. It lifts itself up, dragging what looks like one giant plant out of the ground. Its many roots are grappling and stringing about, trying to get purchase back in the dirt, but it can't. It just lifted itself out of the ground. It tore that plant that you made out of the dirt. You maybe didn't know that you made one big plant with Entangle before.
I did not.
Now you know.
Oh, it's destroying nature. It has to die.
You didn't care about that. Whatever. Shambling Mound is cool. Isn't cool, but this is.
I stick up for creatures who can't stick up for themselves.
The Shambling Mount, whatever. Let's not get into it. You're probably right. You know what? You're probably right.
My turn?
Well, the
forest is ripped up, yeah.
So I'll say maybe Lunabon also moves closer so that she can support you and then just push you a little bit and you can lean against the snake while you're pummeling it.
That's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm going to use one of my 8 points of key and use Flurry of Blows.
All right, that gives you 3 attacks, if I'm correct.
And then
you
I can...
Do you use a short sword?
disengage. I have a short sword, yes.
All right. You can try to disengage.
Well, it's an option.
Yeah. I'll let you disengage, but you fall down and you start crawling away.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
First attack is not good. I'm so sorry. Oh, you critically miss.
I'm drunk, so that's fair.
You just swing and just you're leaning against the snake, but you miss it.
Oh, boy. I do have a tail.
Delayed recovery.
Oh, dear.
You don't add your damage bonus to your attacks for 4 rounds.
Well, you'll be dead before then, so that's fine.
So that means none of the specials, the key points do anything.
No. You get the extra attacks.
Oh, cool.
You get plus, where are you? You get plus 4 damage to all of your attacks. Usually you do.
I don't now.
Now you don't. You get plus 0 for the next 4 rounds. So your first attack, you swing. As you swing, you pull a muscle. You pull a muscle from your fist through your forearm into your shoulder, down your back, into your glutes, down your thigh, into your, this is from right to left, into your lower leg, into your foot. And when that happens, it feels like one string all through that place snapped. Oh. And when it snapped, the two reverberations, one of them slapped you in the back. It's almost like a physical string that you felt breaking. One of it hit you in the back of the neck, and now your neck is stiff. And if you move it left or right, it feels like agony.
And they now drank.
And the other one wrapped around your stomach and yanked at it. You feel like someone grabbed your stomach and pulled.
Oh boy.
You are moving slowly and gingerly. Your second attack is a hit.
Hey!
Hey!
Your first attack is with the sword.
And it fells the beast.
Imagine. You do 1 point of damage. It only had a hit point. No, your second attack and third attack, though, are with just fists. So the second attack that hits deals 2 points of damage. Your third attack, oh wait, let's roll the hit first, hits, and does 1 point of damage. You do 3 points of damage, and then you disengage. And you're crawling away.
Ow.
I don't mean to be rude, but the snake doesn't act like it was hurt.
No, that is a very, it's fine.
Like it brushes off its shoulder, but realizes it doesn't have a hand to brush or a shoulder to brush off.
Yeah.
I have a nap during the fight, is that a bad idea?
You'll die.
Okay, I'm awake.
Then it is Linus's turn. Linus charges down with his horse. It's not his horse, he took it. Okay. The horse catches sight of you, Lunabon, and bucks him.
This is a travesty.
Linus hits the dirt, rolls in the dirt, gets up, and finishes his charge on foot.
Champion. A hero to us all.
He misses twice.
Oh, Linus!
You're so big!
But you're so brave!
Yeah, how do you miss something the size of a family car?
Yeah.
He hits it. Oh, he hits it twice, but he doesn't cut through its thick hide. He can't make a... It's like dragon skin.
So you're saying my punch did more damage than Linus's sword?
Well, Linus is using a slashing attack. So when he hits, he's running the sword along scale. Doesn't do as much damage as when you punch with your fists.
Yeah,
it's like a bludgeoning attack. That's actually how you're meant to deal with a knight in armor. A sword actually doesn't do a lot of... Like, you're not going to do a lot of slashing damage. It's more an iron bar hitting you. That's what did damage to knights back in the day. Mm. Sometimes if you found a gap or whatever, you could use that. But a mace is a lot more useful against a man in armor than a sword is. Fun fact. My facts are not fun. Molto bene.
That was really fun.
Molto bene, it's your turn.
Oh, there's a Jesus big snake. Oh, guys, I don't know what we're going to do. And now my voice. Okay, I want to cast Mage Hand, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, so, but like, can I like find some cover or something first so I'm like
you can
in a
better duck
position?
Behind a tree if you want.
Whoa,
yeah.
Quack, quack, call me the duck because I'm behind this tree. And then I cast Mage Hand. I beckon the hand over, put the bottle of guzzoline in it, and instruct the mage hand to head for the snake's mouth.
The mage hand zips towards the snake's mouth. I'll say that You get, I'm going to make it a dexterity check on your part. You basically control the mage hand with your hand.
Mm-hmm. So you...
The idea is that when I get into the... Like,
you
want to chuck
it into its mouth.
Yeah, chuck it in, or if I can get the hand into the mouth and kind of like crush the bottle.
Oh, you want the liquid to come out?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, you make... it'll be a dexterity saving throw, but you make that check. Does anyone have anything to help with a dexterity saving throw?
Yes. Advantage on the saving throw.
All right.
Hey!
Yes!
Yay!
You get it in.
Yay!
The mage hand zips the bottle in, crushes it, and everyone...
You're about to do something annoying, aren't you?
Not really, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
Everyone immediately, as soon as the bottle is crushed, you've uncorked it, but you've never, just broken the bottle. The bottle, everyone, as soon as it happens, everyone can smell gasoline. It's pungent in the air. Grugrog's Best is designed by orcish artisans to never be completely opened. You only open part of it ever. And you never have more than one mouthful ever. Grugrog's Best, as delicious and smooth and silky and as much as it is just gasoline, is not made to be consumed like this. And even a snake this big, immediately you see it starts swaying. And then you hear it say, "What is this?"
It's a Grugrog Best. It's the best.
The snake's intelligence is effectively reduced by 14 points. Boom! It hits the ground. It's comatose. It's not dead. It's just unconscious from being drunk.
Let's take turns stabbing it. And I run towards it.
Oh, hang on.
It's not my turn.
Are we still in initiative?
Not really.
Can I shoot one of my flames into its mouth so it blows up?
Who's standing next to it?
Oh, well, if we're not in initiative, all right. Come back.
Everyone
I'm
crawls
coming,
away from
I'm
it.
I'm coming.
Linus,
forget what I said about the stabbing.
Linus, you are a very strong man. Has anybody ever tell you that?
I do my best to help those I can. Even when they're bad at helping others.
What the fuck does that mean?
Are we all clear?
Yeah.
Okay. I produce flame and shoot it at that big snake.
It's like the destruction of the Death Star. It's like a chain reaction ripples down the snake. You only need to light the ambient fumes coming out of the creature's mouth to cause this. The entire creature goes up in a ball of flames, and you are all covered in gore.
That
does it smell
fucking
like gasoline?
Awesome.
When you come to, you realize that the ground has been trembling. There is a hole, not a hole, there is a crack in the earth. You caused an earthquake.
Wow.
Whoa.
Grugrog's Best.
Does it? does the explosion make me sober?
It sobers you up a little bit. I'll say you've recovered 2 more points of intelligence.
I can stand haltingly.
You are now as intelligent as the shambling mount. You can stand, but you move at half speed.
That's fine. Do I still have my extra key points for being drunk?
You lose one.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine.
We need to get up the ziggurat.
Ziggurat.
The people on the... Like, this did not go unnoticed. I don't know if I made appear.
The earthquake we caused was not stealthy.
This Yonti on the ziggurat are all looking down at you. One of them... Oh, by the way, the tree cover you had? Gone. You are in the middle of a field.
Hello, snake people. It is lovely to see you.
One of the Yonti in the deep purple robes points a finger at you, and the other Yonti, the ones in white robes, begin to descend down towards you. There's maybe... 6 of them.
Oh yeah, that's gonna work. We just blew up your biggest snake and you're gonna hit us with your fists.
It's unlikely that they can hear you from where you are.
I still do it
for
me.
That we just took down.
Is my mage hand still active?
No, it's not, but you get it for free.
Okay.
So you can cast it whenever.
Okay, I cast it and like flip them off.
Yeah, fair.
Can I use my thaumaturgy to make the cloud spell fuck you?
I feel like a bit beyond what thaumaturgy can do.
That's okay.
Unfortunately. I don't think you really need to, like, they know that you don't like them. They don't like you either. You're not friends.
We could I use my druid craft to create an instantaneous harmless sensory effect to, yeah, make the cloud spell out like good luck or something?
All right, I'd allow that. Is it, what spell is it, sorry?
Druidcraft.
Excuse me, Cass. Before you go on, here's a word from our sponsors.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Also, if you head to our website, sanspantsradio.com/live, right now, you can grab tickets for our Melbourne International Comedy Festival Nightmare Quiz Show. Big deal. Guaranteed to upset. Also, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/merch, you can grab some limited edition enamel pins so you can show the world how much you love these idiots talking to you right now. As you were.
Fuck you or good luck?
I like good luck.
I like good luck. Because it's kind of confusing. They're like, with what?
No, it's ominous. Like, oh no, they just blow up our snake.
As she's doing that, I then want to do the...
we're snake.
I just want to do the thaumaturgy to do like a massive bolt of lightning behind good luck.
Oh, yes.
All right, good luck. And then the lightning bolt splits the sky behind it. I'm going to use the same initiative as last time. So... Goody, you go first. The Yaunty are making their way towards you. They're still pretty far away, though.
I got some darts. Can I hit anyone with my darts?
No, they're way too far for that. They're maybe 100 feet from you right now.
I'd like to wait until they're close, until it's their turn.
All right. They move towards you. They're actually probably further than 100 feet. They're maybe 200 feet. They move 60 feet, all of them, so they're like now roughly 120 feet away. Lunabon?
I'd like to cast... Moonbeam on...
What's the range on that?
120.
120? All right, you can cast it on the earliest ones, yeah?
Can I hit two of them?
Yeah, I'd allow it.
Cool, I cast Moonbeam on that section where they're running through.
Yep, you hit just the lead two charging towards you.
Yep.
Linus's turn. Linus, without his mount, just sets himself in the ground, lowers his halberd, and readies against their charge. Molto bene.
I mean, are we just kind of waiting our ground whilst they charge us?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll just kind of stay where we are, and I'll use Silent Image and just cast, like, what's real scary? Like, they'll know it's an illusion. I just want to spook them.
I don't know.
What do snakes find scary?
A snake being rolled inside out?
A mongoose.
I was going to say a mongoose, but then I was like, wait, do snakes eat mongoose? No, it's the other way around, right? Yeah, I just cast a big mongoose.
A big flute.
What's the spell, sir?
It's Silent Image.
Okay, does it say how big the image can be?
The image can be no larger than a 15-foot cube. So right. I cast a 15-foot tall mongoose with machine guns. No, it's covered in blood.
I'll roll, but they might not know what a mongoose is.
Right. Oh, well, you know, we'll see. It'll still freak them out.
Oh, they... Look, they. You can tell there's a moment of hesitation... They quite obviously believe the mongoose is real, but they don't seem to know what it is.
Right, okay.
It looks like you've just got a big bloodied friend.
Well, I mean, hey, that sounds like fun. Especially during my teenage period.
All right.
I didn't mean anything untoward, Adam. I just meant in a kind of like emo-y gothy way.
I was just trying to work out what you could have meant.
Right, okay.
Seahole, it's her turn. Maybe she also chucks down a moonbeam.
Yeah.
She does it in roughly the same place.
Copycat.
Beam it up.
Goody, it's your turn again. They're just going to wait until they get there.
I can't hit him with a dart now.
No, they're still, they haven't moved up again yet. They're still 120 feet away.
Oh, there's two moonbeams too.
Double moonbeam all the way across the sky.
One of them takes 15 points of damage. The other one takes, gosh, 30 points of damage.
Oh my god. Jeez.
Both of them are still standing though.
Oh my
god. No, actually the one that took 30 is down. So there's there were seven, now or six, now there's five. They reach about 80 feet away from you guys, and as they did that, you see that they're all drawing short bows. They knock arrows and let loose on you guys.
Good.
So five arrows, one for each of you. Goody, an arrow lands at your feet.
You missed, dingus.
Lunabon, an arrow whizzes past you perilously close. Molto bene, an arrow misses you as well.
I spit.
Linus, an arrow bounces off his armor. And Seahole, an arrow lands at her feet. They fire and miss.
Well done, you snaked dickheads.
Lunabon, it's your turn.
Can I cast spells when I'm in my wild shape?
No, you cannot. You lose your spell casting. Well, so, when you turn into an animal, some spells require you to speak. Some spells require you to do arcane hand gestures. Some spells require both.
All of mine require voice, so I can't do it.
Yeah.
For the moonbeam, though, because I'm just keeping it concentrated, if I do my wild shape...
Yeah, you can maintain that then. I'd allow it.
And is are the one T like bigger or smaller than a draft horse?
You can move it over them. You can use an action to move it. Oh, that means you won't be able to turn though. Yeah.
Cool. I move my moonbeam over to where it's going to hurt the most people.
All right.
And I keep hurting them.
Okay. You can move or use a bonus action if you have anything you want to do like that.
Yeah, I'll move back till I'm 120 feet away from them.
All right. You move back 30 feet. That would put you 110 feet away from them.
Okay.
And then it is Linus's turn. Linus maybe stands so that he's in front of all of you guys, but other than that, he doesn't charge them yet. Molto bene.
What range are they in?
At 80 feet from you guys right now.
80 feet, okay.
Well, 80 feet from you.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll just do some bardic inspiration to my allies.
All right.
Because I don't have any ranged attacks.
What's Vicious Mockeries or Dissonant Whispers?
That is 60 feet.
Ah.
So 20 feet.
If you want, you can move closer to them and then... You don't have enough movement for this turn anyway. That was...
Bardic Inspiration. So I'm like, guys, you're just great. I mean, dudes, you guys are like sick. I love hanging out with you. Do I sing a song or do I like...
It's a words or a music, however you want, but verbally somehow.
No,
you
words
encourage.
Is just cool, yeah. Quest mum, quest dad, Linny Brav, C Quest 2044, whatever your name is.
Ryan C Quest.
Yeah, that'll do. You know what? Even old snake lady who's bound up over there, we cut to this lady who's just like... Yeah, you're all great. I'm inspiring you.
So you give inspiration to one friend. Pick the one you want the most of all.
Well, guys, this is embarrassing. Probably going to go to Lunabon because she's not going to waste it by being too wasted, Dad. There, I said it.
I have sobered up a smidge, but that is a fair call. I would also have given it to Lunabon.
Smidge is such a drunk person word.
You are such a drunk person, smidge.
All right. So, Lunabon, you get a plus 1d6 that you can use on any roll. I'll let you know if it's ever applicable. Hopefully I will. Seahole also moves her moonbeam up to cover little gaps or whatever, or attack other people, but Sick. She doesn't move back. Goody, it's your turn. They're still not close.
I just sit down.
All right.
Nah, I don't sit down.
If you sit down, they get disadvantaged to hit you.
Really? Can I hit them? And I can hit them from the ground, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm good at lying down.
Sure.
I'm going to wait for you to get to me, and then I sit down.
Okay. And then it's their turn.
They get so frightened by the mongoose that they die.
They implode with fear. They just like collapse themselves.
One of them takes 7 points of damage from your attack, Lunabon.
good.
And another one will only take 4 points of damage from a different attack. And they open up with their bows again. There's one less of them, but Lunabon is now further behind, so they don't attack Lunabon.
So is it... There's four of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goody.
Adam, I have the ability to deflect missiles. Can I only do that on my turn?
No, you do it as you do it on another person's turn. Great. You have to do it on someone else's turn.
If this arrow's going to hit me, I want to deflect missiles.
It doesn't hit you.
Oh, good.
An arrow lands near you. It, because of disadvantage, they missed.
Good thing I sat down.
Good.
Can I? Is the arrow poisoned, Adam?
You can't tell. You could try to pick it up and inspect it. That'd be on your turn.
I wanted to pick my teeth with it.
Another arrow bounces off Linus.
Well, I just hope it because a little alcoholic. It's kind of like the poison is a...
That has a nice numbing effect.
They miss Molto and they miss Seahawk.
Yay!
Then...
We're doing so well. This is just great. Right?
No, there is another fight coming. It's
yeah, but like for now, you know, we're doing...
Lunavon, it's your turn.
Okay, I would like to keep stepping back and keep moving my moonbeam.
They're not moving forward now.
Oh, I'll just move
If you move any further back, the moonbeam will be out of range.
Sick. No. I'll just keep getting with my moonbeam.
Keep on getting on.
Keep
you
on.
You can turn into an animal if you want.
There's another fight coming.
All right.
Can you only do that
once
a day?
Are they bigger than a...
Bread box? Yes.
What?
Don't even stress.
Yeah, it did.
It's Linus's turn.
Hey, are they bigger than a draft horse?
No.
How big am I if I'm a draft horse compared to them?
You're bigger. You're like twice their size.
Can I kick him in the face real good?
You could try.
Okay, I would like to turn into a draft horse and kick them in the face.
All right. You turn into a draft horse. You won't be able to get to them this time.
Okay. Can I charge at them and go...
Yes.
I do that.
Quick question. Everyone else is seeing what I'm seeing. It's not just me.
You have 100% seen her turn into an animal before.
I have had a lot of grog.
Oh, by the way, you hate yourself.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
How does that manifest itself?
What's happening in my mind?
I mean, fictionally, I'm very well aware.
Oh my god, the self-loathing.
Yeah, you just feel uncomfortable. It's just a constant feeling
of
discomfort.
Poor thing.
You don't know what you fear. It's weird to quantify. It's just a feeling of general unease. You can't place why. You close half of the distance towards them. Next round, you'll be able to get to them.
Okay. Oh, it's yucky being me.
Linus. As the horse gallops past, Linus looks at the horse and says, I could have ridden that. Molto, it's your turn.
What's the distance now between us and the snakes?
It's still 80 feet. They've not moved any closer. You could move closer to them if you wanted.
I guess. How much can I move in a turn?
You can move 20 feet in a... Oh, well, no. You can move 20 feet and then act, or 40 feet, but that's your turn.
Okay, I'll go 20 feet and act, because that gets me within a 60-foot range.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Math is pretty good. Yes. Okay, so I run ahead, and at 60 feet, I cast Vicious Mockery.
All right.
And I choose one of them, and I get in the head and say, you fucking nerd, you don't even know what a mongoose is!
Double damage. You deal.
They're so confused by the insults.
Yeah. 7 points of damage to one of them.
Oh, geez, nice.
Its nose begins to bleed and it stumbles back.
It's such a horrible way to take physical psychic damage, is to be like insulted from within your brain. Imagine hearing a voice inside your brain saying like, you suck, and then you have a stroke. That's basically what's happening, right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, I love it.
Seahawk knocks an arrow and fires. She hits, dealing 9 points of damage to one of them, killing it.
Yay.
Another one goes down. There's four left now. That was Seahawk. Goody, it's your turn.
I can't get close enough to hit them on this turn, can I?
No, you can't.
Can I get close enough to dart them?
Yeah, you could if you use a key point to double move.
To step of the wind.
You'll move 30 feet be within 50 feet. I think that's darting range. Darting at disadvantage. Actually, you don't need to spend a key point. Oh, no. Yeah, you'd need to spend a key point to attack this turn, and that'd be with a dart at disadvantage.
Yeah, I'm just not going to use a key point, just get half the distance, close the distance on the next turn, and attack them.
Goody, you move closer. It's their turn. One of them takes... Oh, well, the moonbeam... Oh, you can end... Well, you need to move your moonbeam, Lunabon. Seahawl's moonbeam kills another one, so we're down to three.
Mm-hmm.
Copper. Sorry, nay, guys, I just opened bitches. A really old door.
One of them...
yeah, thanks, just gotta close it.
One of them fires an arrow at the mongoose. The arrow passes through harmlessly. Two of them fire arrows at the charging draft horse.
This is insanity. This is such a weird thing to visualize. These snake men coming down a ziggurat with a mongoose covered in blood that's not doing anything, also, and a draft horse sprinting at them.
Also, we are covered in snake guts.
Am I still covered in guts as a snake horse? A draft horse? A snake guts?
No, you absorb that into you. It'll come back out when you change back. You take 6 points of damage. Two arrows strike you.
That's you.
Ooh, bad.
And then it is Lunabon's turn.
Bad, very bad.
You can close an attack this turn if you want.
Yep, I would like to... Can I keep up my moonbeam, but also kick him in the face?
You can keep up the moonbeam, but you can't move it.
Okay, I'll keep up the moonbeam. It's people are still in it, yeah?
No.
I'll keep up the moonbeam and try and go... And, like, hoof people in the face.
All right.
Hoof them in the kisser, as it were.
No. You smack one of them in the face, dealing 7 points of damage.
Yeah.
Sorry to have to duck out, guys. Close that door again. There we go. I opened it quietly last time.
Took me a long time to work out what you were saying. Yeah. Linus drops his halberd and draws a heavy crossbow. He slowly, arduously loads it and then fires. The one you're fighting, Lunabon, takes an extra 5 points of damage as a crossbow bolt strikes it in the chest and knocks it backwards.
Into the moonbeam.
Yeah?
No. Knocks it backwards. It's in line with the moonbeam. Molto bene.
I'm glad you thought it was very good. What was that? Whose turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, sorry. Can I say that? Oh, fuck! I forgot. Every time that that Lunabon was doing her horse actions, I had pulled out my flute and was playing the William Tell overture.
All right. The what? Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Great.
Oh.
So that happened.
That's good. Also, for this entire fight, I'm imagining the flight of the bumblebee.
Well, that's very conflicting types of music. Okay, you do flight. I'll do.
We'll I have a lute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's great. We should start a band.
I'm proficient in the beer.
No, I can play the lute. I don't own a lute.
Well, I have a lute. We could. What was that band name from before? It was like a Path of Terror or something?
Total Annihilation or...
What was it? It was when you were describing the path that the mound who shambles.
Something path of Desolation.
Oh, yeah, path of Devastation.
Trail of Desolation.
Trail of Devastation.
Yeah, that's it. Travesty. Anyway, my turn?
Yes.
Okay, I'm within 60 feet. What do I do with 60 feet?
Dissonant whispers for a powerful attack, but a limited number of uses, or...
I'll do some disso wisps.
All right.
Disso wisps.
You whisper a discordant melody that only one creature can hear, presumably one of the Yawnti. It fails its saving throw, and so takes... 13 points of damage. Lunabon, the Yawnti that you're fighting, it clutches at its ears, starts screaming, its head grows to like an extra 50%, gets red, and then explodes.
Oh, Jesus.
Also, the dissonant whispers that you used on a different Yawnti, no, that was you. It wasn't just, it had randomly exploded.
That would be great.
That was Molto Bene. Seahawl fires and misses. Goody, you continue to close, but that's your turn. But then you get up to them this turn. However, with four of them dead, plus a horse, Goody, and Linus. Oh, no, Linus isn't charging them down, but Goody and a horse are. The last two scatter.
Got him.
They consider the message that you left for them in the sky and decide better of their situation.
Okay, that's great. But now about this band.
You're standing near the base of the ziggurat. The only visible entrance is near the top of the stairs. What's your plan?
Well, I have no alcohol left because I use it to kill the snakes. That's good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be really...
You're going to be slowly sobering up this
I'm going to be really helpful in about an hour.
So there's one visible entrance.
Yep, at the top of the ziggurat.
Right, so they'd be expecting us through there, whoever probably, they yeah. might be.
Who knows who could be inside? Snakes? Dragons? Maybe snakes. Your mother.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Can we see the others? No, is there no longer, we can't see anyone on top of the ziggurat anymore?
No, all you can see at the top of the ziggurat is a large fire burning quite brightly. And as I'll remind you before, you've noticed that there's very little in the way of actual Yonti. You fought, I think it was five, however many Yonti down here at the base, and you didn't see many more on the ziggurat. Either there is a large group of Yonti waiting for you just beyond the threshold of that door, or the Yonti's numbers have been greatly misunderstood.
Well, one of them was very big and a snake.
That was bad.
You know that there were some of the what looked to be higher ranking priests that did not engage you just now. So there definitely are more Yonti.
Well, I think we go in the front door because they might not be expecting us to do something so careless and stupid.
Or they're exactly expecting us to do that because it's the only visible entrance.
I agree.
You could have a look around if you wanted to.
My intelligence is five.
Should we look for, like, another way in?
Yeah, I think if we find another way in, that might help our chances a bit.
Okay, cool. I'm going to camp here for the night and see you guys. And I set up a tent. No. Okay, let's look. Let's look around. Can we kind of go around the...
Yeah, you can do a lap.
Okay,
lap
yeah.
Let's, ziggurat.
Let's, yeah, a ziggurat. Let's do that. Sneaking around.
A
ziggurat.
A ziggurat.
Not feeling
imagine
it,
if
guys.
I was telling this to Jack the other day. Imagine if I changed my laugh and this was my laugh.
No,
that's pretty good.
I hate that so much.
But it's pretty good.
No, your eyes don't match and it's stop.
It's good. It's great.
Are your eyes match? Fine.
No.
Oh, no, they don't. They don't.
It's so unsettling. Jack and I hate that. Adam's done it before when he's tried to be a scary character jolly. And it works.
I have a friend, Luke, who laughs literally like, heh, heh, heh. It's always three, never two, never four. It's just, heh, heh, heh. Oh, Luke. Oh, Luke. Oh. Well, how much do you guys love Luke? Isn't Luke the best?
He's all right.
Wonderful.
He's really good. What was the name of the friend that I met that one time when we saw each other when I was getting my car serviced? Remember we went to... It's like the one time it happened, so...
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to the whitest, most middle-class story in the world.
Yeah, and then we went to a cafe and had a Benedict.
Yeah, we went to a very hipster cafe.
Oh, mate, you think that's hipster. You got to come to my side of town more often. That was my friend Nicholas Collett. He is a film director and producer and actor and, you know, just generally nice fella.
Oh. Well, I'd like to meet this Nicholas fella.
We should absolutely
ladies and gentlemen, please make him very welcome, Nicola!
Cass, we should absolutely go get our cars serviced at that place, and then we'll meet
just,
Shanks.
Just roam up and around the street trying to catch my eye.
That's not what happened. I was just walking there and I bumped into you. That was crazy.
No, I actually saw you from a distance.
Did you?
Like, yeah, because it was within 60 foot, and I tried to use disguise self, and then use dissonant whispers on you, and said, Adam.
I remember taking 2d6 damage.
And we went into the cafe through that secret entrance around the side, much like I'm looking for in the ziggurat.
Funny you should say that. Molto bene. As you're moving around the back of the ziggurat, you perhaps are in the lead. You spot an odd formation. The stonework looks odd in one place. You can tell that it's like all uniform except for one patch where the stone looks like it came from another quarry. Maybe. Something that a casual glance or even a well-measured glance that just didn't have the specialization would miss. But you, with both your intimate knowledge of stone and your keen eye, have been able to pick up on. It looks like a
Did
secret
you
entrance.
Rocks, man? Is that?
No. 8 years at Stone U. Okay, I examine this particularly egregious stone.
As the alumnus of Stone, you stoners.
Oh, yeah. We celebrate on the 20th of April.
In America.
Yeah. 24, baby.
Otherwise, you're plumb out of luck. Or you got to make up like 8 months.
Yes, that's true.
Mm.
Okay, sure. Let's make them up now, guys.
All right. Blanuary.
Okay.
September.
Blebuary. Blah. Blapril. Bloon. Blalai.
December 2. The 2nd December. Redecembering.
Holiday month.
All of these are different,
about second Christmas.
You know how there's 11 seas? It's 11 seas but Christmas. That's the full title. 11 seas but Christmas. Molto bene. You see in the... No, you don't see, but you feel... When you're looking at the stonework, there's a little like, for some reason, so my brain does this all the time. I'm like, I'm looking for a word, brain, what's the word? And my brain's like, in this instance, I was looking for, the word I'm looking for was like alcove or like hideaway tuckhole. But for some reason.
I love that word.
Hideaway tuckhole.
Well, you're going to fucking love this. For some reason, my brain's like thigh gap. The word you're looking for is thigh gap. And I'm like, no brain, that's not the word I'm looking for.
Oh, yes, so I reach around and find a thigh gap. And I go, molto bene.
And then my brain, and then when I'm like, brain, that's not the word, my brain's like, thigh gap, thigh gap, thigh gap, as if it will trick me into saying it. Well, it has. So anyway, you reach around, you find a thigh gap, and you...
I found a thigh gap.
You find...
I shout to my compatriots.
You find a little button.
Jeez.
No!
The ziggurat opens.
Does it like open and like how does it open? Does it open like the temples in GoldenEye 64? Like the doors in Hitchhiker?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, nice. Hey guys. The thigh gap opened when I touched its button. And it made it sigh.
Is this where the big snake lived?
Get a good boy card. Oh, that's great.
I reckon we end the campaign.
I'm certainly finished.
We want Dungeons and Dragons.
So
we're in the thigh gap.
We are. You're deep in. So the door, the secret passage opens up, and you see a dark, shadowy corridor beyond you. Do any of you have dark vision? Tiefling, yes. Halfling, I don't think so. Do you have...
I do.
Dark vision.
Yeah, dark vision. Do you have one?
Keep your eyes open for some bad guys. Dark vision.
I have torches anyway.
Is that a yes?
Adam, I have torches.
That's the worst thing I've ever done.
I don't have dark vision, no.
Goodness lights a torch and hands it to you. Linus is certainly going to need one anyway. Linus and Seahawk, that's right. And Garl is back at camp. Camp?
We brought
camp.
Useless people. I can't even see
who
the
should
dark.
You have brought?
No. Paula?
Paula's already here. She's waiting for you.
She would have been better to help. We're in the thigh gap.
Just for our listeners, Adam just gave me a real great wink when he said, "Paul is here."
What?
I know.
I missed that.
You venture into the darkness.
Well, the lightness now. Everyone's got torches.
No, you are making it lightness, but you're still journeying into darkness.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. See, I know some things. You guys keep calling me dog shit, rat shit,
dumb. We keep calling you Dotch. Come on, Dotch, continue.
I'm changing
come
name.
On, stop!
Come on, Dotchin Master.
Continue. Don't be mean. Don't be cruel. As the
Dungeons
philosopher
Dragons,
Elvis once said, "Don't be cruel." And baby, will you be my little teddy bear? No, let me be your little teddy bear. I'm so sorry, Elvis.
Hey guys, this thigh gap seems to be the pathway to digression.
We just send deeper into the digressionist.
That's a fun idea for a dungeon.
A dungeon of digressions.
Yeah.
Dungeons and
it take forever to complete. Oh, unless you've done it like two rooms. On the walls either side of you, and the roof, and also the floor. Don't
the ground what? Ceiling, the bottom ceiling, the foot ceiling,
surrounding us
everywhere. On every surface of the thigh gap, what do we see?
You see impressions. Carvings.
Christopher Walken, Danny DeVito. This is on you now. This is on you now.
There's a good Schwarzenegger right
as well.
You get it. What into the temple? All right. No, I was trying
tangerine.
To do
Michael Caine. Tangerine.
What's tangerine?
Michael That's how Caine. You get into your Michael Caine voice.
You say tangerine. Does he say tangerine? He does a lot of pointing where he does a lot of talking. That's my Michael Caine.
He does you do, say you're
my,
right.
My cocaine.
Michael Caine.
Tangerine. When I took you in, Master Bruce, you were the size of a tangerine.
Sounds like
is it just me or am I nailing it? I'm going to take it from your laughs. Yes. All right. So, sorry.
Is that a line from Batman?
No. Tangerine is just a great line to say in a Michael Caine voice. Mike? Yes.
I heard about some mercenaries and I went to the village and they stole the tangerines.
It's good. It's fun. You'd seem unimpressed. There are...
Just embarrassed.
All around you, on the walls, floor, and ceiling, there are embossments or impressions of snakes. The snakes appear to be moving away from you, further into the darkness, and you can vaguely make out, through the snakes, there is other additional carvings that look to depict some story. I feel like a teacher... With a very naughty class.
Sorry, you said vaguely make out, and I was trying to imagine how you could vaguely make out with someone.
I imagine you'd both be facing the same way, but you're doing something with your mouth.
It's you're both asleep.
Or you're making out, but you're both kind of like looking at your phones over each other's shoulder.
No, I think you'd have to be intentionally doing something else and vaguely making out. That seems, if you're making out with phones over shoulder, it still seems like you're making out a bit on purpose.
Right, it's like, okay. One person's like mm-hmm. not is paying attention to the making out, and the other person's kind of half-heartedly like with their lips to the side, like texting, and like...
Yeah, that's it. That was great.
That's how I kiss.
Like you're smoking a pipe.
And I'm engaged, baby.
Sorry, ladies. And man, and our friends beyond the binary. Who doesn't want handsome Tom?
Piece of Tom. Handsome Tom. Get a girl. Handsome Tom right here. Salted handsome Tom.
Ring, 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 ring.
Click.
I was being your bell. Click.
Thank you.
One of you, the one in lead, I would say perhaps molto bene. You step on a panel, a tile on the floor, and it moves down a little bit under your foot. You have just enough time to perhaps utter an oath, a swear of some sort, when a burst of magical energy radiates from you backwards along the group.
Oh boy.
Molto bene and Seahawk, you are the only ones not held in place. Little slits open up in the ceiling and snakes fall down upon you.
I am very pleased that this is happening. Oh, wait, no, I'm not.
Oh, we need a net.
What fresh snake motif hell is this? Find out next time on Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.